Hello, welcome to our podcast where we unknot the politics.
Would you like to introduce yourself a bit before we start with the questions?
Sure. First of all, thank you so much for inviting me. It's a pleasure to me share about my experiences. My name is Nina Kublashvili, and I come from the country of Georgia. I study international relations. Currently, it's my last year of bachelor's. And at the same time, I volunteer and work for different kinds of organizations focusing on political science, youth work, and social developments, actually. I'm planning to start my master's degree soon in a bit, and before that, willing to participate in European Commission funded internships, and the European Union is kind of a very big interest of my field, and I would like to share my experiences about it with you.
I think that my first real question would be, what were your initial impressions while traveling in European countries, and when did you first start traveling here?
Thanks for your question. First time I traveled in Europe, it was my first exchange program, Erasmus Plus exchange program. I was studying my second year at uni, and it was the exchange program was in Germany, European University Viadrina. It's nearby Berlin, and the experience was truly, truly magnificent. I was struck by the diversity of cultures and landscapes and values, and it was truly a lovely experience to me. And then by the time I got to travel around a bit and explore more and see more countries, I would say each country had its unique charm, and my impressions often differed from my expectations, providing a rich and varied kind of travel experience.
But would you say that European countries are similar by something, or are they all unique?
I would say the differences in cultures among various European Union countries are actually fascinating, and actually that's what defines European Union from my point of view, from language and cuisine, going to social norms and traditions. I would say each country has its own kind of distinct identity. And it's obviously like enlightening to observe and appreciate these cultural nuances. And as I move from one place to another, it gets more and more obvious.
But how would you assess the impact of the European Union as a traveler?
I would say it's actually fascinating how European Union gives you the impact on the way you perceive the world. And despite the cultural diversity, I've noticed that you are open to explore more and kind of embrace these differences and get to do some kind of cultural comparisons. And I would say that's a very big impact on not only your professional development and professional goals and career-wise, very impacting, but also on your like kind of personal traits.
If you traveled in other parts of the world, how would you say how does traveling in European countries compare to other regions, and is it easier with transportation, or how would you rate traveling here compared to other parts of the world?
Thanks for the question. It's actually very interesting to discuss this. I would say moving around European countries is very efficient and very flexible, with all well-developed transportation systems, and the accessibility and connectivity makes it actually super easy and smooth experience to explore various regions and compare them to each other and compare them with the rest of the world. And I would say that this kind of easiness and flexibility from one country to another, and kind of call the same base of cultural values, and not only makes it an exceptional experience. I would say I haven't traveled much outside of Europe, but what I have heard and what I can actually say about Europe itself is that it's just one family in which you get to find out like a lot of different yet different cultures, and that's, I would say, what the motto of the European Union is about. Unity and diversity.
But what would you say, what have been your favorite countries, and what countries would you recommend others to visit in the European Union?
That's a very tough question. I would probably say that talking about the hidden gems, as we call it, probably it would be my last discovery, would be obviously Portugal. It was truly fascinating to go and travel to Portugal and explore the local culture, which is, I would say, kind of distant from what main, like central European states are about. And I would say Portugal has exceptional diversity of landscapes and a very big history. We remember all from the Middle Ages how much Portugal contributed to the development of the world back then, and it's still visible, and you can say that. But probably, on the other hand, I would say Scandinavian countries, they truly provide like super safe and kind of diverse environments in which you get a very high level of living and high standards in the state institutions, and corruption levels are very low, and you can actually feel safe and I would say accomplished in those countries. So probably these two regions.
But as someone who is studying international relations, what would you say are the biggest problems that the European Union is facing right now?
Yes, thanks for the question. I would say European Union currently faces a few challenges, which are basically about migration. I would say managing migration, and also economic disparities among member states, and navigating the complexity of Brexit, I would say. Also a very crucial point since 2022 is the migration wave from Ukraine, which happened due to the war which Russia launched on the country. And I would say these challenges require very focused and careful consideration and collaborative efforts. And we still kind of one more time come to the idea that multilateralism and kind of teamwork is crucial for such kind of things, and for tackling the crisis and kind of fighting against the challenges together.
What do you think, what else should EU to do strengthen the cooperation among member states, or what else should be done in the future?
I would say European Union and its kind of co-institutions, such as European Commission, are doing an amazing job of strengthening and giving, strengthening kind of the networks from one country to another, and giving young people the opportunity to travel more, explore more, brings all cultures together, and gives us the opportunity to exchange. And I would say probably intensify the programs for young people, since young people are very enthusiastic and interested and actually willing to be the change, I would say, especially from today's Europe. That's super obvious. And giving that chance to civil society, which we represent young people, your students and young professionals, I would say, would make the situation better. We still have a lot of interesting programs, internships, but if we intensify them and make young professionals out of this kind of exchanges, then it will definitely give us like better policies in the future and less challenges to handle.
Do you have any recommendations for for the youth living in EU, or like, do you have any recommendations about some programs that the EU is offering?
Obviously, I would start from Erasmus programs, which are very kind of very much significant and insightful for young people who are interested and kind of fond of exploring new cultures and exchanging their experiences and exploring more. So I would say everyone who is willing to like be an international citizen in a way and kind of have it's have their own ties in Europe and around the world should start these programs, this Erasmus Plus funded projects, which differs within exchange programs at the universities and going to some kind of internships. I would say these are super important and these are what actually inspired me to like be better and get to know more people and kind of embrace myself with those all those European values, which are these important to have these days, and they actually bring us together for the better future.
Thank you so much, Nina, for coming here to our podcast and discussing about the European Union.
Thanks a lot. It was my pleasure. Thank you.